Gemara that was called the Rashba. Rav Nachman was Sura. Vayimene, Shavash Lesh Vinu, Shavash Lesh Mal. Amalhu, Vab Hainu, Rav Yoloza, Vab Menyumi, Vab Yoloza, Vab Menyumi, Shchita Sura, Masa Yekshera. Nu, Mog Mishchita, Amshir Mayamei, Manasem, Men Shchita Mipras, Vab Kamashma, Rashi. Why would I think you need mefras?
Why would I think so? Now, the Rashba is done by halacha, how we pass it. And first he makes the cheshbon. Who's that? Machlokes, Abuna, and Yehuda. Both by Shach, Higgum, Shach, and Higgum, Shach, Higgum. And to be the whole Gemara. And there's Derech Agav, there's one line here I think is important to make note of. That when originally they were arguing about Higum, what? Higum Shachat the Higum. And then they declared, what will be the din by Shachat Higum Shachat? And when Rav Yehuda said it was kosher, and they asked Rav, he said it's possible, and Rav Yehuda got all upset. So then Rav Yehuda says, perhaps he's right. And he said two things. First of all, he says b'shem Rav, and I didn't say b'shem Rav. V'oi, make a rub b'shchita. Oh, he says chwayma. So what's the get of rub b'shchita? So just the Chagavit, he points out the Agav the Shlish and Tzoy by Grama. Here he speaks out Ansi Nal Bishayim. He says Chinach Chiyus about Grama Nafka. So in other words, he points out there's a problem. There's a problem with the Shita of Yehuda. The Shach Higum Shachar is kosher. I Lachayra the Chiyus goes out by the Roy and the Shita is going out with that Grama. So why is it kosher? The Chi is going out with that Rav. So why is it kosher? So there, Kiva, Nik, Ruba, Shchit, the Ksher, the Hachi, Agmarach, Moshe, Shchit, Ruba. So in other words, even though, I mean, Shchit, the Chi is going out, good, and it's, obviously you have to speak out, that it's not like the Gemara by Mlika, yeah? If you shech mafrekis and right basar, then you know if it's mace, then what are you shechting if it's already dead? It's not dead in the sense that there's not yusa doesn't mean that it's mamish dead, right? Elamai, it means that enough chiyus went out. That's not chiyus need to go after shechita, but it's not mamish dead. And therefore, we say that's the mocker of Rabbi Yehuda. Batsim is Hokhi Agim Rachmanik. We had the Gemara. We had the Gemara on the Chavches. Hokhi Agim Rachmanik. Shchoyt Ruba. That's the Yisayit. So mainly, even though the Shechita, the Chiyas went out already to some extent, with the Shechita of the Roiv, and even though it was Taka Bepsul, with Hagrama, wasn't a Kosher Shechita over there? Yet we say, no, Hokhi Agim Rachmanik. Shchoyt Ruba. This just gives us a little bit of a better understanding of that side of Rabbi Yehuda, why it's kosh, why it's tali in the Shchitas Roiv of the Simen, even though there's Agram in the middle. Now, so therefore, if we have machlokes, both by Shachat Higrim Shachat and Higrim Shachat and Higrim. So Meili says, "Alib the kula alma, higim shlish, shachas shnei shlish, it should be kosher. Why? Because he had both. You have roi b'shchita, it's in kosher for Rabbi Yehuda, and also kinat b'chiusa l'virav, it's also b'shchita. For Ravuna, I'm saying Rav, for Ravuna, it's not included b'chiusa." And therefore, that's the Ramban Paskin's taka. It goes later. Yesh b'vasein shirch shehigum shlish v'shavu shnei shlish. Itam shechazam nevgem ben Yud ben Rab moideva. So that's, you know, Pashni learn up Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. That's the logical conclusion that, you know, Masafik, we don't know, we can't be machshir. You know, either shachar higim v'shachar or higim shachar v'higim, because that's a machlokes, double machlokes. But higim v'shachar shnei shlish, that l'chul alma is kosher. However, says the Ramban, says the Rashba.
Why does that mean we have to paskin like it?
What?
Why does that mean we have to paskin like it?
What? Pass like what?
That it's good.
Because kul alma is good. Why not?
It's because
in this machlokes, since the kul alma is good, so it's good. What's fine?
It's going like Reb Chanina. Maybe it's only going in Reb Chanina ben Antigonus.
Of course, we pass like that also.
What?
We have the pass like that as well. So,
yeah. But we're trying to say that it goes in Reb Yisrael.
I didn't say Reb Yehuda yet. I didn't say Reb Yehuda yet. Who's saying my Reb Yehuda? I'm saying if you learn in Chulin after your test and you see Machlekes Huna and Yehuda, what's it then by Shachat Higrim Shachat Higrim? So then you make the calculation that everyone holds Mechumer. You don't know the blue, but everyone holds Shachat Higrim Shachat Higrim is kosher. Now. However, says the Raj, then we got a problem because we have to go back up a little bit in the sugya, and we have a lishna kamen der Huna, shmei der Vasa, that says in Machlokes Rabbanan and Reb Yehuda. Reb Huna says Machlokes b'shachat shnei shlish v'higim shlish. Rabbanan hold you need. You don't go bus a raiv over here. You can't do a gram even in the mid basra. And Reb Yehuda says, "Rubik kulay." And here comes shlish. V'shachat shnei shlish. Then we hack up some of the Gemara said, "Why Gemara said cannot chius rabin and rubik shchita?" So therefore, v'leka kolayma rubik b'mokem shchita. And the matzah chaschan apagam.
What happens?
Sheira. Mishum the mokem shchita hu. So chatz kind of problem is makom shchita. Therefore, it's okay. Like I said, it's tarif. But if it's shleit makom shchita, so then we say it's no good. So akapano feed that lashon. It's a viable lashon in the Gemara. Feed that lashon. So therefore, feed that lashon. If it was even if it was rub shchita, I'm sorry. If it's not rub shchita, and the chiz was not big. With the shechita, it's a problem.
What happened?
So if it was higim shlish, so you know shachat shnei shlish. So you have But since the Chiyas went out with Agrama, Ruba Agrami, Rabbi Chiyas went out with Agrama. I'm sorry, whatever. So then this is the problem. Chiyas then go out with Shvi'as. Yeah, what's the problem?
I don't know if I should be asking this, but what happens to Avot from Moshe Sinai?
He's not asking Kasha on Lishna Kama.
Yeah, I mean, from the fact that he was told me that there's a halacha l'Moshe Sinai, so I want to know what happened to it.
Yeah, and what happened to halacha l'Moshe Sinai? Fear of Huna.
He doesn't hold it.
Oh, he doesn't hold l'Moshe Sinai.
Huh?
He doesn't hold l'Moshe Sinai. So he holds that it means that Roy ben Simon, Roy ben Simon should be b'shita. I was just saying that, oh, you see, at least we can understand the tzad that even though it's not b'shchit, the chiz is not going b'shchit, the psalm, shech right. Everyone else can explain, will explain it differently. Oh, so that's the Raj's problem over here. That's very nice. They have machlekes with Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Huna, and l'shneim it's kosher by Hirgim Shlish, Shachar Shnei Shlish. But you have to contend with the Gemara before. There's a Gemara before that says the problem. How can you just turn away from the Gemara? I guess. In other words, even though, right, Rashi dealt with this question, right? We discussed this yesterday. Rashi dealt with this question. And there's always a steer in Rahuna. So Rashi said, this is Rahuna B'Shem Rav, this is Rahuna B'Shem Rav. And moreover, Rashi said, Rashi brought in Rav Chanina ben Tignes over here, right? That whatever the Cheshbon in Rashi is, yeah, whatever the Cheshbon in Rashi is, Rosh, whatever. But there's a cheshbon to say that Gemara is not negayah. That's what Rashi says. That Gemara is not negayah, because that's all in the Kohen of Limiting. We don't go with that. Also cheshbon of the Mishnah, whatever it is. I have to say that the Rosh doesn't go for that. So yes, the Ritva didn't go for that either. Right? The Ritva says that the cheshbon is not mocha. The cheshbon in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says that if you're very good, you need right? You have to at least leave a chut of the tabas connected right, and even according to that can be explained even if you're chanin. So Meila, we have no reason to slug up. We have no reason to say just because we have the Pesach of Chanina, there was a Huna, and we have that we have to say there's a Machlokes over here. You know, say that since we pass like Chanina, so Meila, we pass in like Rav Huna, not like Gemara before. That's not Mochach. So therefore, the Rambam says you have to contend with that Lishna Kama. You have to contend with Lishna Kama. The Meila L'Chumra, you have to be chayish that Shachad Kitzah Higrum Shish Shach Shish is possible. That's the Rambam says. Furthermore,
what does that mean? That if we're passing like Rav Chanina ben Antigonus, that means
even though you pass like Rambam, that's like we said for Karet, right? We pass Rav Chanina. That just where is Agrama start? But what, as far as what does the Shechita have to be comprised of? That's not doing anything. It's just a question. Where's Agrama now? How much Agrama? How much Shechita? All that is not doing anything, right? That's the Raj Mohol's problem.
Well, but then how's he going to deal with the Mishnah? The Mishnah that says you have to shechit.
So what's the problem?
Where'd you shaykh roiv? Elamai Reb Chanina ben Atikas doesn't hold to that.
What do you mean we shaykh roiv?
It says, ah, shaykh b'toich atabas, mole achur al pnei, ruba
k'sheiro.
So if it's in this lashon, if it's higrim, shachet higrim, there is none of that. That doesn't work with the Mishnah. So Elamai, there is a word that in
Elamai,
Antigonus.
That was Machmel there a few minutes ago. I said, Ayin Ritva. Ayin Ritva. We discussed this yesterday. Ritva worked that out, right? Ritva explains Mishnah even. Ritva explains Mishnah even Higur Shach Negrim. Does he?
Saying it how I said it. Who's saying it how I explained it? That if it's
that was the Tais Rosh. I said Tais Rosh makes the Cheshbin that right that we don't care about the Mishnah. Right? Once we pass the Chlima Giz, then we can't be going in the Gemara before, right? And the Midrash didn't say that, right? Good. Rather goes on to say, "Lachar lish the masnisin, hashem nechabas, kai lish the kam derpuna, shmei the rava achra." Good. The pash lashon mishnah is whipping the mishnah, right? Now, okay. So that's the Rajba. Now the Rajba brings a raya. The gemara lechon nechav, and this is where the Ra'ah takes issue with. And this is where the Rajba takes very strong issue with the Ra'ah, what the Ra'ah does to the Gemara. So the Gemara over there says, "Amr v'yimah m'shmul kachash b'shchit k'neged ba'erif kachash m'leika pasim b'shchit to pasim m'leika." So everyone wants to know what they're talking about. But the Gemara. Going the knock of a sheepoy raisha the higrim, but also the mudbit tatai. This is what the din of Shmuel is. A guy went, he went in from the back, but not from the mul ayrif. He went in from the sheepoy haraish, which is way too high. He went down into the simen until, and then he cut it. So that's why it's possible over here. That's the case that possible b'shit is possible. It's possible b'mlika. Possible b'shit is possible b'mlika. It's talking about that case.
Who's the question?
Huh? Meaning Rav Huna Amar Rav Asi says, "Huna Lish Nakamba." Higim shesh, b'shachar shesh, shesh is pasul kulam. Are you not aware of this member of Huna Rav Asi?
Definitely aware of it.
I thought so. So now
you're going in the pot. I didn't hear the Omer Rav Asi.
But you should. But you didn't see this Gemara. I mean, it's not the first time you should be seeing this Gemara. The Rajba and the Rav all hack about this Gemara. So Now says the Rajba, the first Gemara. The Ferish Gemara, they were machmir by Higim Shlish, B'shachar Shnei Shlish. The Gemara said that's the memory of Shmuel, that possible b'shchit is possible. The dig of Shmuel, possible b'shchit is possible. B'mlik is talking about when you came in without grama, and then you finish the shchita. So that's possible. So Meila, what right do you have to say that Higim Shlish, B'shachar Shnei Shlish is kosher because Bein Lefi Ravuna, Bein Lefi Ravuna is kosher? All right, this is the Lishon Kama of Ravuna and Rasi. You have to deal with. How do you just ignore it? And moreover, is the Gemara that seems to baskin like it. Now comes along the road. So the Ra'ah disagrees with this Chiddush of the Rajba, this Psak of the Rajba, the Higrim v'Shachash Ne'eshesh is possible. And he paskins that because Bein Lefi Ravuna, Bein Lefi, because, one second. Because the Kul Alma, it's kosher.
Tegem Shus Shachar. I made a chesed. The Rav himself made a chesed. Oh, Bar Miha Nami says. Not only that, so in other words, the Rajba, yeah, we quote from the Ramban that Shachad Higum Shachad Shanesh is kosher. The Rajba wants to say even that's possible, but even the Ramban wasn't willing to machshir any of the Shlishis cases. He wasn't willing to say that you know, it was only when the Manashchav is going to be kosher. The Ra says. He's even more vehicle. Hilz Karafuna, Kalishna Basra in the day, Machshirina Kalecha, the Nach Machusa Meshchita, Hilkach, Shachad, Shlish, Virgam Shlish, Shachad Shlish, Hilkach, Shachad Shlish, Virgam Shlish, Shachad Shlish. I'm sorry. Meaning, if you care, should be. Higrim Shachat the Higrim is mutter like Ravuna. So the Rav is willing to make all like Ravuna. Higrim Shachat Shlish is kosher. You don't even need Higrim Shachat Shnei Shlish. We eat with your view that's kosher. Higrim Shachat Shlish is also kosher. Rav Chisanam Yisrav Lachi Vasinah, yeah. Ravuna goof him shayla.
Don't you need right?
And he says that Rav Chisna was daicha the first lashon. Kitzer, no, you don't need right.
Why not?
What?
Why not?
Okay, now, again. We have. I'm saying you sound like this is the first day of the sugya, and you're coming in the shir. You didn't make a lane or anything. So you ask me why is Higmashlish, Mishlish Mishav Mishlish Mishlish? Why is the kasha? I don't know. That's you're asking me.
No.
Yes, you're asking me.
No, we just said Higrim Mishav without.
Because
not another Higrim.
Do you see Ramban yesterday? Yeah. Ramban says, "Don't tell me the Hagrom at the end it means anything. The bus doesn't mean anything."
No, we're not bringing Hagrom. We're saying as opposed to Shachar again.
Rav Huna says Higrim Shachar, the Higrim is kosher, and Higrim is lav dafka. Yeah. So there are us passing Rav Huna. So Higrim is Shachar is kosher.
Why is he passing Rav Huna?
He does. He says he passed like Rav Huna. He makes a chesed. He Rav Chisna holds like that. Maybe he says why he passed. He says everyone holds like Rav Huna. Not everyone. But he answers the chesed and says why he passed. He says Rav Chisna holds like him. He's Rav Huna. Kalishna Basra today. Right. Rav Chisna let me stop a look at Hachi. Behedya. Vasi Nami. Okay, it's not clear exactly all the people that he's. Marshalling the whole of Ravuna bit, but Vasi Nami, Ravuna Gufi Mishmeh, Vasi Amar, well, and he says the first law should have marshalled up. Rav Chisna shlugged it up. So that's good, one of the Rajma's kashas. The same Rav Chisna that shlugged the first law should have the second law. So, you know, that's the problem with the Rav. Like, upon the Rav says that we should nuts out the first law, so even Ravasi will agree with it. Yeah, he knocks out the first lashon. The Meila, what's the second lashon? Machlokes Higim Shlish, Meshachas Shnei Shlish. Yeah, hello? And maybe he's learning at Rashi, that he learns like the Ramban, that the second Shlish is Lav Dafka. In the second lashon, we said the Ramban. The Ramban also said that the Rehud and Grace Rehud, the second lashon is like Rav Huna, right?
Right,
fine. So
I thought he had to contend with
Rabbi
Yehuda as well.
No, he didn't. He said he's passing Rav Huna, and he's passing Rav Huna, and he's saying we're passing the second lashon of Rav Huna and Ravasi, where Rabbi Yehuda is machshir Higrim Shlish v'Shachat Shlish. He don't need a second Shlish. Like the man said, Bedas, Bedas, the Machlokes Rabban and the Rashi, Bedas, Rabbi Yosef and Yehuda. We need the third Shlish B'Shechita. So that's what Rav Paskins. The Higrim B'Shachat is kosher. Now, so he's even more Makel than the Ramban. Now, I the Gemara. I got to contend with the Gemara. For it's a Perish of Gemara. It's a Perish of Gemara like the Rashi. Zog the Ra.
And the actually the Ritval over there as well. Talmud of the Ra. Although just Talmud Ra, but anyway. Over here he chose the Ra. So he gets a basically the Ra lapped off is the Gemara. That the Rajva takes some task for that, quite harshly. And that is that he learns the Gemara. The Gemara says that what? That Ravuna Mervasi, that Higim Shiz Bshakash and Shiz Bsula, Gemara doesn't really mean the Lishna Kama and the Psak, Ravuna Mervasi, that everyone holds that Higim Shlish is puzzle. Rather, the Gemara means the concept. And the Gemara is saying that just like over there, just like in that Lashon, we say it's possible because he started with Hagrama. So too, over here, everyone's going to agree. Even the other Lashonis are going to agree. In the case of the Malika, In the second lashon, he argues, right? El mishum nagramas nekev hu sheyeshnoi besimin atzmoi v'chol nekev shebesimin she'ein a pais l'midin atzmoi. This line has to be learned up. We'll see in a second. I filmed them as Lamish Kalsim Roy the Shita, Abad Leman Shita Klal, Loy Klumu, Kulal Maida, the Lekamok of Shita El Miyat, Mech Takabasim and Star of the Shita Simon. Mehul Memlika says the Ra, that over the, in the case of Malika, it's much worse. Because the case of the Malika is not the Hagrama. The case of it is not Hagrama. You shecht it up way on top, which is what wasn't even, you didn't shecht in the Simon. Hagram is done in the simen. Here, you didn't do Hagram in the simen. So you just came in from the top. Now, and he says, listen very carefully, because this I had a bit of an argument with Rabbi Abraham this morning, but Maisu is masking at the end, I think. That, because when he says like this, what's the case? When the Ra wants to say that Higim Shlish, Meshachet Shnei Shlish is going to be good. Yeah? Even that Gemara. Because here, that, like the Ra says, that Gram was done in the Makam Shchita. Meshachet Gram and Nekev who, Sheyeshnoi, Besimin Atzmai. The whole Nekev Shebesimin, that doesn't passel. Yeah? Then what?
It's Mitzdarif.
Oh, that's the Shia. Is the Ra saying then it's Mitzdarif? Or is the Ra saying it doesn't passel? In other words, is it in the Ramban? We had the Ramban will end up that was the Machlokes, right? We done yesterday by Riches. That's Machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Whether the pshat is that when it's b'makom shchita that Machlokes is whether it's called makom shchita, but whether that grama is mitzdarif or not. Well, if you're Yehuda, the pshat is that the grama is nothing. So, male, if you have shchita without it, it works. So in the Ra, I think it's clear, like Yaakov is saying, that it's mitzdarim. When the Ra is saying over here, you know, there's one word which is a little bit mashma, not like that. But I think the whole hemshchel of the Ra is mavur, like I'm saying, that he's saying that hagrama, since it's makom shchita, right? Since it's makom shchita, so and it doesn't passel. This mamash nirambam b'das Rav Huna. This is Rambam Midas Rav Huna. That's a makom shchita and doesn't pass because it's not the makom of the roiv. It's not the makom mitzias achias. It's not the makom treifa. So not only doesn't it pass, but it's mitzdarif to the roiv of the shechita. One second. Masha'en came. When you come in from the top, and the first part is totally, is not even on the sim, it's totally off the charts, then it can't be mitzdarit. And that's what the Rod and the Hemshech says beferish. I feel, yeah. Then Shlomo should call him Roy the Shechita, Avad Lehman the Shechita Klal. Local move. He said, Elo Shchotach beBasa veHigrim Shchotach beBasa veHigrim Ashenag beSimin Shchotach beMiyut veMash Shchotach beBasa Yesh Bokedei Roy beSimin. Right? Doesn't work because it can't be mistaken. So you have to say what the Rosh said before when he said. B'chol nekev shebesimin, she'ein epayisla midin atzmai. B'mashlim hasimin l'roiv behechsher shechit the dayay. So what he means is, it even says b'mashlim hasimin, right? You might have thought he meant that there was shachas shnei shlish afterwards that makes a kasha, but it might be passing the gravuna, so you can't say that. So what he means is b'mashlim hasimin l'roiv behechsher shechit. Meaning, your mashlim, the simin, the roiv behechsher shechita, means your mashlim, the roiv of the simin behechsher shechita. It's a little awkward, the lashon. You have to say that's what it means. Your mashlim, roiv of the simin behechsher shechita, that's okay. Because then, since the nekev was b'makim shechita, and it's not an oifen where it makes it a treifa, then after Abbot's mitzvah of mamish, like the Ramban explained, Rav Huna, and that's why Rav Huna, Rav Huna, that Higum Shish v'Shachat Shlish is kosher. So therefore, obviously, what he means over here is that it doesn't mean that you're mashlim the simin. It means you're mashlim the simin leroyv, meaning roiv the simin behechsher shechita. So that's very clearly what the Ra'ah is saying. Oh, he's going, Mamish going with the Ramban, the Hezbollah that we discussed yesterday. And that's good for why the Ra'ah, in other words, the Ra'ah is going Rav Huna. So what we said yesterday, B'das Rabbi Yehuda, yeah, that the Hagrama can't be Mitzdarif. Yeah, so that's what the Ra'ah is saying. B'das Rav Huna, when you started with the basa, right? If you started in the kana, so the whole kana is a makom shechita. Even Hagram is considered a makom shechita, like the Ramban said. B'das Rav Huna, so then you can start. Mashen kein, if you come in on the basa, see. So then the beginning wasn't even a shechita b'chal. It wasn't even a makom shechita b'chal. So well, can't miss that. That's pashim shad. That's pashim shad.
When you're going from the basar to the area
that's
makom shechita, you have to go through the
Hagrama
area.
Right? You mean go through the Hagrama area? You go. Sadly, you're not cutting the simon over there. This way, you're not coming down.
So
you're coming down. You're not doing Hagrama. I understand. No, is that what I just said?
Yeah.
You're cutting down.
I'm just wondering if there would be enough mina from the Rabbanan if you started in places non-Makhmashtika as well, and then you went straight down.
That's what we're talking about.
Oh, we're saying the city.
That's what we're talking about. Okay. This is replied by that's what we're talking about. That's exactly what we're talking about. That is the din of it. Now the Rajba.
Talking
the Rabbanon?
I'm very confused
there. So what do you mean the
this thing that we were saying that if you're ever in the area that's not Makhmashtika as well, that you still have to do right in the area that's Makhmashtika.
Well, which of the Rabbanon holding? The Rabbanon holding the Kule? Which sheet of the Rabbanon are you going now? Yeah, we'll talk about it. Now, Oh, the Rashba takes issue with this, and he trashes the Rav. What are you playing games? The Gemara. The Gemara says what it means. Means what it says. The Gemara wants to say like you said. It wouldn't mislead you and say that we're going for Rav Huna Rav Asi. The Gemara would say the Ibn Reis for Yehuda in the second lashon and holds it. That it's kosher here is going to be a trait because you didn't check in the bus.
Doesn't the Ra'ah have a very good chiluk though? Let's say the Gemara would say that we're not machmir, right? But then we could still be mechalik between Malika and Shechita because of the Ra'ah's point.
Well, first of all, the Ra'ah's point, the Rashba totally trashes, and it says the Rashba, the point that you're making. Says the Rashba, Adarabba. The scenario that you're describing, Adarabba, that's the reason that should be kosher. Meaning, if you did the Ra'ah's Hagrama, you came in on the meat, you started way above, yeah? Came in on the meat, says the Rashba, that b'chai gavna, and you finished the shechita down below, or you came in the middle or the third, yeah, and you finished the shechita. It's adarabba. What you did on top was meaningless. It wasn't some machal, not even a gram. It's not nothing, right? And now you finished. Now you finished the shechita. It's going to be kosher because. Adrava, your svara is a svara, it's such a great svara that has nothing to do with shechita. So it's not shechita b'chal. So what'd you do? You started the shechita in the middle of the simen, basically. You started the shechita in a third of the simen. What's wrong with that? Assuming there's no chalada, it's not hichlid, then it'll be kasher. So what you did is, so you shechted two thirds of the simen. Wonderful. The cool helmet's kosher in your scenario. You're telling the Beis is Maida. You're telling the Beis is Maida that it's possible. Adra, b'chihal kula almak sheira. The mashe chotkin basar lo yale v'lo yairid. V'lemayel v'mayirid. What he cut on top is garish menish. Kshagil simanim v'shavet shnei shlish v'kula almak sheira. V'lichfas inan b'malika. The dvar of heicha the ischa b'shipoy roish shu kilmaila menasimanim b'shchita v'igrim v'ozel ad atatoy v'chotach esimanim kula merubam l'markedisle amayim l'kazak sheir. And what then? The way the Ra'ah is describing the Gemara, it's going to be kashrim leak also. That's not what the Gemara is talking about. That adrabba kula omitz kashrim, says the Rashi. Hagufa, because it's totally not shaykh to shechita, yeah? Because it's not a grum in your case, so then you didn't do anything. You started the shechita in the middle. Wonderful. It's a wonderful shechita. You shaykh two thirds, kula amas kasher. So again, so he's learning that Gemara, that you didn't come in above everything. In other words, you came in taka. In a makam of a grama, that's the Gemara is talking about over there, and the Gemara is saying, right? The Gemara is saying the reason why it's possible is only for the lishna kama. It's a regular grama. It's higrim shlish v'shachet shnei shlish. It's exactly what it is. Higrim shlish. The Gemara is saying it's possible. So we have a machlekes and a katz and a katz over here. The Fidera in his scenario, kula alamayda that it's possible. Because this that Rabbi Yosi Biyuda is machshir is only my grandma. Because like Rav Huna, right? Like Rav Huna, it's a makom shechita. Therefore, it can be mitzdarif as long as it doesn't pass on. as long as it's not in the makom where it could pasul. So the higrim shlish is going to be kosher, but this super duper higrim is going to be pasul. Because that's shloy makom shchita, and that's like Rabbi Yehuda. That's like Rabbi Yehuda's agram. It's shloy makom shchita. Or can't be mitzarev. Can't be mitzarev. No, the what would the whole talk if he did if he cut shnei shlish afterwards? You did this hagrama, then you shuck it shnei shlish. Shuck, you know, the Rav, we as when Daig was talking about, yeah, and you did this hagrama, and you did a shlish. That Rav says is not good. Right, it's not good. If you're a spoon, it's not good because even though higrim v'shachar is good, but this is not good. What would be if you talk yishachted the shnei shlish?
It's not katzikon avol.
The fear, what?
But it's not chatzikon avol.
What do you think? You have snake.
What do you mean?
You have snake slish. 2/3 is more than chatzikon.
But what's the top? What is it called then? The first the that you did at
no,
and we don't care about it.
Now we don't care about
it's
it.
It's beautiful. It's just long.
Now we don't care about it. Raj says it's mufkul gami. It's not bachal anything. Question is, lefi the Rav. We say that what? One second. Since it's not mitzdarif, so maybe it's going to be possible. Because when it was Yatzir Roy Bachias, it wasn't mishchita. One second. First of all, don't jump. Think. I don't want knee-jerk reactions here. Then that's what you're saying. Right? If we're going to ask the Rav, yeah, you go in on the buser, you come down, and you shlech 2/3 taco. So if Huna needs... By Hagrama we say, okay, the Hagrama is Mitzdarev. Over here, there can't be Mitzdarev. Assuming they're all, but still it's Maitzi Lechias, that much you never said it's not. Right? So it could be the female, he'll attack me possible. You shechted two shlish afterwards, it's going to be possible. And the truth matters, the Gemara itself, right? It would definitely mash me that it's possible. The Gemara talks about, Higrim Shlish and Shachar Shnei Shlish, right? So it was mashma that even in this case of Malika, who came in by Shibur Kaiva, yeah, which is Basar, and you did, and you shechted Shnei Shlish, the Chayr will be mashma from the Gemara that it's Basar. And the Chayr the Hesber is, the fear of way Raw is learning, fear of Huna, yeah, fear base of Yehuda, that the Chiz didn't go out with Shechita. And that the Rajba says, Pumfakar. The Rajba says, Adarabba, it's so not Shechita that totally doesn't make a difference. A Mela, everyone will hold. That if you came down at the third mark, came down the third mark and checked to Shnei Shlish, you did wonderful shit. You checked to Shnei Shlish.
So what's the
tau?
So what happened?
Then, we've been screaming for the last who knows what. That it's not a mark of shechita. So wait, tell me, is a chatzik of pan kind of pogum?
Well, that's what I'm asking. Then it's not good. It shouldn't be good. The only
tzad
to say that it's kosher is if we say it's chatzik on a pogum.
No. Says the Rashi.
Then it's treif.
Says
treif.
No.
Why not?
Because it didn't do anything. It's not a shechita b'chal. All the shechita starts. What's the problem? It's nothing. It's nothing.
So I can stab. I can knock off a leg or whatever. Whatever. No, I could.
Exactly.
I can make.
Exactly. But
does it make it a trefa when I stab the other part of it?
That's what the chayy is saying. You didn't. You didn't do.
You did something to it.
Like, you did something. It's not making a trefa. Well, you did not making a trefa. It's not the color.
It's gonna add to.
It's not the. When you smash the leg, it's also gonna add. Right. It's also killing it. You bruise it all over the place. Mamish knocked it around. It's half dead. Then you come and shake. Okay, so that's a very important machlokes here between the Rashba and the Ra. First of all, again, pshat in the Gemara. With the Rashba, it's regular case of agrama, and that Gemara is telling that shachat higim shlish shachat shlish is possible. And then, but for carrot, if you came in through the basar and then you shecht it too, kulam, it's kosher. And the Rav says that even the Gemara is made that higim shlish b'shal b'sheishish is kosher because it's mokim shchita and because it's tarif. And even wasn't shachat shnei shlish, shachat the second shlish is okay. But and the Gemara of this talking about we came in shlo mokim shchita. And therefore, can't be starved. Once it can't be starved, then it's going to be possible. What? Because the shechita didn't go out with the chiyus didn't go out with shechita. Chatzkin and Pog, it's been starved. Here's not been starved. So it didn't go out with Rav Shechita. That's the chayra. How the Rashba and the Ra line up. Now the Rambam. What? Which Rashi? Okay, Rashi holds that by Groman it's not Mustafa. What? The Ra holds is Mustafa. Rambam Paskins for Gimel Halacha Yud Gimel says the Rambam Higim Betchila Shlish Veshacha Shnei Shlish Harezek Shei. Like most of Shainim, not like the Raj. Shachat Shlish, Vehigim Shlish. Chaza Shlish, Vehigim Shlish. Chaza Veshachat Shlish, Akrain. Ksheira. Higim Shlish, Shachat Shlish, Chaza Vehigim Shlish, Akrain, Ereza Psula. So who's the Ram passing like? What? Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so Mishnah brings down the whole sugya. He explains. Pasuk Rabbeinu b'shachat shlish v'higim shlish v'shachat shlish. Rabbi Yehuda. Shnevuna gufe mashma d'hadibay. Interesting. It's a funny little stickle here. But he says, it's mashma the Gemara that Rav Huna was chayzer. Why? Because when Rav Yehuda asked him, what's the din by shachat higim v'shachat? Yeah. So he wasn't so sure about himself anymore. First he said treif, right? Then he said, you know, maybe Rabbi Huda had a right to get mad at me because he said Shem Rav, and also Maisi Yishach did right. So, and then the Gemara turns around and tells you everything haba, right? Told me can't be chayzneim because the first thing. So somebody gets the Mishnah and stands in the shock of the Tari of the Gemara that bets him that maybe Rav Huna was talking chayzer in the whole thing. In other words, I think that's what Kesemish is learning off. In other words, Rav Huna, again, assuming that these two dinam are talei haba, and lemaisa, in the case of shachin v'shachad, Rav Huna was willing to listen to Rav Huna on that, right? Then l'chayra, he has to agree to Rav Huna by Higim Shach Vedra.
It's really
like that. The Gemara is Tyler Haba. Chista says, but if anything though, the Chista says, don't be Chayzer. Forget it. Rav Huna said it was straight. Shach Higim Shach. Then he said, you know what? Maybe Rav Huna is right. And then Chista says, no, you can't say Rav Huna is right, then you lose your first thing. So the conclusion that I would draw from this is that Rav Huna was not Chayzer. Rav Huna Fakarit. Rav Huna would have to stick to his guns. But the Kesmisha says maybe the Rambam stood in this Gemara, and this Gemara, this is what the Rambam saw to pass by Rabbi Yehuda. Because even Rav Huna had a tzad that Rav Huna was right, and it would follow, by definition, if he's right by Shach Nigam Shach, he's also right by Higam Shach Vehigam. Most things arrive from the later of Rav Nachman, declared by Shochanim Shachat. Gemara said, Gemara wanted to say, "Hainu Blazer Rav Yumi," that says kosher. If you know Gemara is Daicha, Makam Shchita, but still it was Mashma, that Rav Nachman holds a Rav Yehuda. Right? Rav Nachman didn't answer that. The Gemara was daichid, but Rav Nachman himself had some help that way. This is the Chayra D'Raya. Rav Nachman, even the Gemara was daichid at the Tzushtel, but Rav Nachman seemed to agree to the Tzushtel. So therefore, a Paskin's like Rav Yehuda.
If he was Chayzer, that also would
answer up. The... Yeah, so he makes Chayzer the mail. If Rav Huna was masking Rav Yehuda by Shachar Higim Shachar, then he has to mask him also by Higim Shachar Vehigim, like the Gemara's type. So this is also, it comes out that we have four shittas in the Sugya. What are the four shittas in the Sugya? Feel. One Shita.
Rashi.
So Rashi has an opinion. Halacha. Four Shita is Halacha. I want to know four Shita in the Rishonim how he passed from the Sugya by all the Shlishes. What's so difficult? Okay, that's Shizram. Next. What's Ramban hold?
Ramban passes like.
Anybody else? What's Ramban hold? What? Higim Shachat. Higim Shachat Shlish. What Higim Shachat?
Higim
Shachat
Shlish Yels Kasher.
Is it Himashachat? Higim Shach Meshachat. Only then is a kosher. But.
Shach
Shach. What?
Four
times. Yes, that's.
I just threw that in. But, you know, that's not the chiddush over here. They don't pass in the bottom time. They don't hold the shach shach in the bottom. What?
Rashi
is
in chiddush.
What?
Rashi and Lamed.
Oh, Rashi B'chayesh Nibon. Oh, very good. So we have a fifth sheet now. Oh, I see the fifth sheet. Rashi, oh, that's a killer Rashi. Next, what does the Rashba hold? What? It's what?
It's Pasha.
You said it's not Pasha. And what's the Chiddush of the Rashba? That even Higu Shabbat Shachar, it's possible. What does the Ra hold? Phil, what does the Ra hold?
The Ra is like Rahuna.
And what?
Even if you only do Higu Shachar, it's not Kasha.
Higu Shachar is Kasha.
Okay.